Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, first things first, can you explain to us a little bit more about what SIDS is?
So infants who die from SIDS, part of the combination of events is that they're apparently healthy beforehand. And as you've already said, it's between 1 month and 12 months of age, with the highest risk period being between 2 and 4 months. And while the intervention that we use at the moment is for the babies to sleep on their back rather than front because of the increased risk when they sleep on their stomach, that's dropped SIDS rates, and that was the last big intervention that happened in the 1990s. But the ongoing research, we've really been focusing on brain centres to look at whether there's some vulnerability of the babies that may not be obvious, but would make them at risk so that if they get into a difficult situation, they die, whereas other babies will survive and have reflexes that protect them.
Well, serotonin has now been linked with SIDS and could be a key biomarker of susceptibility. Now, what exactly is serotonin and why may elevated levels of it be leading to SIDS-related fatalities?
So the group who did this study, they've been looking at serotonin in the brain. It's a chemical that transmits signals in the brain, and it's important in terms control of breathing, heart rate responses, and also ability to wake up if you're in a dangerous situation from sleep. But what they did in this study was look at it in blood levels of babies who had died, and they compared SIDS babies with babies who died from known causes. And the reason, I'm sure they were looking at serotonin because of their previous findings in the brain. They weren't able to link it directly to the brain findings, and the study hasn't been done before because we know that there's lots of production of serotonin, especially from the gut. But what they found was that about a third of the SIDS infants had levels that were distinctly higher than everybody else. So it was a really interesting and unique finding, and raises the possibility that some of these findings could have happened before the babies died, and that it's something to do with how they metabolise this transmitter, the chemical.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking right now with Professor Karen Waters, a sleep physician and researcher at University of Sydney, about new developments in research into SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Now, Karen, as you mentioned, the last major breakthrough with SIDS research dates back decades ago with babies sleeping on their stomachs. Now, given how dormant the discoveries have been since, there's no doubt that last week's findings will inform future research. Do you think it's possible that moving forward, as you mentioned, there's the potential that some of these deaths might have been predicted, I suppose, with early screening. Do you think that it's possible that we will see a new screening program coming into play in future to identify susceptible infants?
That's really the hope. I think a lot of SIDS researchers, that's what we would aim for as the next finding, if we can find something that makes babies susceptible, that we can screen for it and intervene early. There's quite a few building blocks to put in place before the serotonin can be translated. The finding of serotonin can be translated into some sort of screening test, but it's probably the most likely candidate that's been around for some time. So I think it definitely will inform future research and trying to move towards that as some sort of biomarker.
Well, for any parents who may be listening, are there any things that should be avoided or anything that should be done with babies in this risk window period to try and evade or minimise the chance of a SIDS-related death?
So we repeatedly emphasise all the safe sleeping, that babies need to sleep on their back and they need to be on a fairly firm surface and without any bumpers or pillows that they could get their face trapped in. If possible, avoid any exposure to cigarette smoke. And for infants, it's best not to bed share, but to have them in the same room, but in a separate sleep environment. And there is actually protection from breastfeeding, so that would be the last current recommendation.
Mm. Well, Karen, very exciting developments. Thanks so much for taking the time to explain what's been happening. Give us a bit more knowledge and understanding.
I hope that's helpful.
Definitely. Thanks so much.